Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Getting Kyle Williams to retire and bringing some new players in. He got him out of there. Addition by subtraction. But I'm back.
You just want me to read these one at a time? We ready?
Yep.
All right. There's no single blueprint for success in the NFL. I am reading, and you're not. You could wait until I got done.
Who wants to hear the twangy, drawn-out IGHTs of somebody from the South?
I'm going fast enough where we can get the show over with. They don't want to watch this show for 30 minutes.
All my friends in Buffalo are going to be like, who is this clown they had to narrate embedded? Get him off of there. Get us a good voice.
That's a wrap.
Kyle Williams, the narrator for Season 2 of Embedded, the former Bills defensive tackle, six Pro Bowl appearances, and Kyle Williams is on the line with us live right now. Kyle, I got to say, you sound a little bit like a narrator prima donna during that little clip we just ran. What's going on? That doesn't sound like you. Hello, Kyle.
Sorry, for some reason my phone doesn't want me to talk to Don today.
I didn't call you a prima donna. I said you sounded a bit like a prima donna. I know you're not.
Oh, I'm a total prima donna. I've totally changed. retirement has done wonders to my ego and my attitude. Be careful.
It gives me a great idea for you're in my retirement, Kyle. We can come up with an app that won't let you talk to John Murphy on the phone. It's perfect.
Oh, I've actually got his name saved as do not answer because it will take an hour. But, you know, I'm okay with that today.
How did you get recruited to be the voice of Buffalo Bills Embedded? How did that go down?
I don't know. You know, I was asked, and I'm such a nice guy. I said, yeah. And then I hear myself on there, and, I mean, let's be honest. I'm no Morgan Freeman, so I don't think that. So this is probably going to be my first and last forte into that. Uh-huh. I think, like you heard, you know, that the IGHTs and the long words, you know, from somebody from the South can – it's not really what you're looking for, I don't think, on a voiceover, but we had fun.
I know that the Embedded has not been released until the last of this month, but have you seen
Sunday. Sunday.
This Sunday? Have you seen any of it?
I haven't. I haven't seen any of it. I know some of the lines. I was kind of coached up while I was reading a particular line that, hey, this is what's going on in the scene, but I haven't actually seen any footage of it.
You said IGHC. What are we talking about? Like the word fight or right?
I mean, I think if you hear right, lie, all those, you know, it seems like people from the South, we like to drag out the IGHT, make it a little bit longer than it normally is.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of the things we're going to see in this year's Embedded, it has to do with the guy that was brought in to replace you, Ed Oliver. They're going to show us parts of his interview at the Combine. Any thoughts about, do you remember what your interview was like, or what do you expect us to see from a guy like Ed Oliver?
You know, I remember a couple of interviews from the Combine. You know, some of the questions and some of the answers, you know, I'm not real sure how they would play from my personal perspective. But, you know, with him being a high draft pick and the things that they're talking about, you know, I'll see it for the first time like everybody else. So, and I'll be interested to see what they asked him, what his answers were, and all of that. So we'll all find out together. Just because I narrated, I haven't had an inside look at it.
Kyle, those embedded cameras were everywhere during this offseason, in the meetings at the Combine, they're at the Senior Bowl, they're in the draft room. It's different than when you came into the league in 2006. What kind of an impact do you think it would have had, you know, with your Combine interviews, if you knew that there were video cameras in there recording what you were saying, what was being asked of you, for later playback in kind of an entertainment format? What would you think of that?
Well, you know, I think even when I was coming out, you had people that coached players up or, you know, helped players prepare for interviews, et cetera, et cetera. And I can only imagine that it's gotten worse now with the access and, you know, kind of pulling the curtain back on every facet of life in the NFL, you know, getting ready for the draft, in the locker room, all those types of things, which are, they're great for fans and people kind of on the outside looking in to really get a view behind the curtain of what it is. you know, I think for me, if knowing that everybody was watching and listening, like for me, I would probably be a little more tight-lipped than I normally would have, but that's just my personality. Some of these guys, you know, they look at that as an opportunity to shine and be on camera, and you're going to get a full look at a lot of guys' personality that way.
Kyle, on the heels of your retirement a year ago, the Buffalo Bills led the NFL last year in the least amount of games lost to injury. And then this last offseason, they built this new facility. Did you get a chance to walk through that? And talk to us a little bit about, you know, do you think that kind of facility and the philosophy behind it is a big difference maker for a team?
I think, number one, I have had a chance to go through the facility, and it's incredible. An opportunity for guys for everything that they need to be at their fingertips, where they don't have to outsource any kind of treatment, any kind of nutrition, any kind of workout. And I think that's kind of the master plan if, you know, you're talking to Sean and Brandon and Terry and Kim, is we want our athletes to have everything at their disposal so they don't have to go anywhere. So we can control, maybe control is not the right word, but or maybe we can offer them everything that they may need here in this building so they want to be here, so that they don't have to go elsewhere. And then if you look at it from another perspective of guys coming in from around the league that may have been an organization that maybe doesn't, you know, supply that or have that for the players to come into a place that says, hey, we've got everything you need to be successful here on every facet of the game in the facility. And that will attract guys there as free agents and so on and so forth.
Kyle, the Sports Performance Center and the videos out there now, and people are becoming aware of it. Do you think, you mentioned how they don't want players going elsewhere. Is that so good that it could change players' off-season plans? Like maybe, well, you know, why would I go to my hometown or go to Atlanta or go to Southern California? Because the workout stuff I need is available to me right here in Orchard Park. Even through the Orchard Park winter, you think guys' positions on off seasons might change?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, guys are still going to take their time off early in the off season, but what you're going to do is you're going to see guys that may have split time or may have not been around much at all are going to look at that place and say, "I want for nothing here," and you can also be with your team at the same time. So, you know, you've had some guys who are like, oh, okay, well, maybe I'm going to get a better opportunity or a better workout here or better chance to perform here, but I'm sacrificing time away from my team. Well, at that place and with the strength staff with Eric Ciano and Hal Luther and those guys that have staff on top of the facility, you literally want for nothing. So in the performance spectrum, there's nothing that you could possibly want that's any more than that is. Then you have the added bonus of being in your community with your team and in a state-of-the-art facility. I mean, I really don't think it gets any better than that.
Yeah, Kyle, I've said that it's kind of a paradigm shift from where it was. In some places, it's still this way, but it used to be everywhere that if you're hurt, you know, you can't make the club in the tub, that kind of thing. If you're in the training room too much, you're going to be – you know, you're going to be, it's going to count against you. But it seems like there's a paradigm shift here in Buffalo, whereas they expect you to go in for every little ache and pain to get it taken care of so you can get on the field. Of course,
That's right.
You can say that it paid dividends last year in the fact that, you know, nobody got, or I'm not saying nobody, but they lost the fewest games to injury than anybody last year. But is it a tangible difference from a team that has nothing like they do here in Buffalo, that this a different, you know, the old-time philosophy of, yay, tape, you know. Is there a tangible difference when you get on the field on a Sunday playing for an organization like that?
Well, I think, number one, as far as that goes, you have to look at Eric Ciano and Hal Luther, what they do with guys in the weight room preparing them for the year. And then you look at Nate Bresky and Chris Fischetti and Joe Mika and those guys, what they do in the training room from treatment and physical therapy standpoint, on how it's not just a facility that.
I think Kyle just went into a tunnel.
We lost him again. Kyle Williams on the line with us. We'll get back with him in a second. He is the narrator this year for season two.
You have that facility,
yep, there he is.
That makes all the difference in the world. It says, hey, you know what? We don't want you only coming in here when you have something that's threatening to lose time, lose a game. We want you to be preventative, and we have all of this at your fingertips to not only heal and get better from something major, but to prevent injuries, to, you know, perform better and all of those things. And that's what the training room is really about.
The video of the Sports Performance Center, the behind-the-scenes video, a big part of Buffalo Bills Embedded that Kyle is the narrator for this year. There's a lot more to it, though, Kyle, including off-field pursuits. You know, Jordan Poyer fishing, Lorenzo Alexander working with kids, Josh Allen at dinner. It seems like players, maybe it's a different generation than when you came up even, but players are receptive to cameras following them around a little bit during their off time, during their downtime. Did you see that happen during your career?
You know, I think like I said earlier, with, you know, the prevalence of social media and cameras and, you know, really pulling back the curtain and getting a look at these guys and time together and time alone, you know, it's really a unique vantage point for fans and people outside of the team and of the organization in general to get a look. Yeah, it's different, but they're more exposed or comfortable or whatever you want to call it with that, because they kind of grew up in it. I mean, I came to the league, I had a flip phone. There was no such thing as, you know, iPhones and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. You know, I've kind of indoctrinated myself to it, but these guys grew up with it. It's just kind of part of their life and who they are.
Is there any part of the league that changed for you during your career, 13 years from 06 all the way up to the present day, almost to the present day, is there anything, any changes that happened in the NFL that you regret, that you think were a bad idea or that you wish wouldn't have changed?
We might have lost Kyle again, having trouble keeping that connection up. Kyle Williams, the narrator for Buffalo Bills Embedded Season 2. You can catch it starting Sunday, 7 p.m., this Sunday, July 21st. It'll be up there for a while on the Bills YouTube channel. Go ahead, Steve. Ask that question.
Yeah, Kyle, up until you were in your 13-year career, I mean, the league evolves year by year. Are there any things that changed that you remember changing during your career in Buffalo that you wish never would have changed?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I don't know how to answer that. I know, like, when I first came in the league, everything was such power-oriented, power run game, play action, all those kinds of things. And you know, now it's such a spread game, and everybody has to be mobile and be able to play in space. I think I've seen the game change that way. But, you know, I don't know that there's anything that I would have changed. I got to see a lot of different things. I got to experience a lot of different things. I got to see the city kind of take off again and play for a lot of different coaches. So, I mean, I try to take, you know, have a silver lining of everything I saw. That would be something that would require a little deeper thought than, you know, just a quick question today.
Kyle, we had you in here a couple weeks ago, and I think at that time you had already played in this offseason in the four-ball championship, did well. And then this past week you were in the big celebrity golf tournament, the American Century Classic out in Lake Tahoe, and acquitted yourself very well, right? It was, what is that, the modified Stableford scoring, but you were in, I think you were in the top 10 at the end of the tournament, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, I played not very well the first day. I played well the second day, and I didn't play well at all the third day. End up finishing right there. I think that, you know, the greens are a little tricky, and I think with a little more time I'll be able to do a little bit better. But it was such a fun week. We took the kids out. We hiked. We got out on the lake, enjoyed some weather other than Louisiana weather, which this time of year is absolutely brutal. So it was a great week. Got to connect with some old friends. Saw Josh out there. Amongst other guys, and it was just a fun week for our family.
Yeah, it always seems like it's a great event. You get a chance, and I think one of the fun things is the fact that you get a rub up against athletes from other sports. Who is the most interesting athlete you met other than a guy that played football?
Well, you know, I played the first day with Bobby Flay, which was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
My 10-year-old daughter is there, and she knew three people at the event. She knew her dad, she knew Josh Allen, and she knew Bobby Flay. Of all the people, all the athletes, Justin Timberlake, all these people there, she knew nobody except for her dad, the guy on his team, and Bobby Flay, because she loves watching the Food Network, and she loves the show Throwdown with Bobby Flay. So we're talking one morning before we tee off, and I told Bobby that. He goes, oh, I can't wait to meet her. So my daughter got to meet Bobby Flay because she loves Throwdown with Bobby Flay. He was so gracious with her. But You know, got to play with some football guys, you know, a chef, a musical artist, Jeremy Roenick on Sunday, the hockey player. So it's really a fun event where you get to be around highly successful people, not just at football, but at their sport, in their careers. And it's just a lot of fun to see how, although we may not play the same sports or really play sports at all, but, you know, how the wiring is very similar in guys that, you know, are go-getters and successful in their field.
Hey, Kyle, you made mention a minute ago about the brutal Louisiana weather this time of year. And I'll be honest, I was thinking about you and others I know in Louisiana when the hurricane passed through there. Did you guys survive okay? Any damage in your part of the state down there?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of flooding, some trees down, but, you know, it could have been much worse. And, you know, the bad thing is it's really early to get that kind of storm to come through. So kind of looking at the rest of the calendar, hurricane season with your fingers crossed. So so far, so good through that last one. But, you know, we've got a long way to go through hurricane season this year.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know that as you kind of get used and settle into your retirement life, I know you're still getting accolades for your playing career. You were named to the all-retirement team in the National Football League. All the guys that retired, I think, this past year were they were put on an all-retirement team. You made the cut, I guess. You're top defensive
finally.
Tackle.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, my career is complete now. I'm so happy.
Literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what about your next career? You did a little work with NFL Network. What's in the works here for you, Kyle, as the season sort of ramps up here in the next couple of weeks?
You know, I'm doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Really nothing solid, kind of at my own leisure. And, you know, I think I kind of told you last time, you know, you got to keep your eyes peeled. I may pop up anywhere.
Yeah. You going to pop up at training camp? Any plans to head to Rochester?
I may pop up at training camp. You never can tell. Like I said, I may make an appearance up there.
All right.
Yeah, they had to drag me back to training camp with a team of mules. I wanted no part of it.
Well, they would have to drag me up there if they thought I was going to put a helmet and shoulder pads on. But, you know, the opportunity to go up there and point and laugh at guys while they're practicing, I don't have to do it. You know, I may take advantage of that.
Always the team player. Way to go.
That's right.
Hey, Kyle, thanks for being with us here today. We enjoyed it. I know you're going to we're looking forward to seeing Buffalo Bills Embedded and the great job you do, despite your repartee with the producers and the clip we showed. But I'm sure it's going to be great.
That was with Derek Boyko and Derek Boyko only.
Okay.
Yeah, he deserves it. Don't look down on me about getting sassy. Boyko, he deserved that.
Yeah, that does change it, yeah.
Thanks, Kyle. Good to talk with you.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. We'll
you
see
too.
You soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.